More than 16 million Australians are active on Facebook, but how many of you have read the social platform's terms and conditions? According to a team of researchers at Charles Sturt University and the University of Adelaide, less than a third know the US-based website owns all of their content. And that's proving to be a particular problem for the families of Facebook users after they die. Stephen Smiley explains.
For millions of Australians, like 22-year-old Sydney University student Georgia, just remembering how many social platforms you've signed up for is a challenge.
Okay, so I've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, I've got a Google Plus account.
And while Georgia says she's uploading content to most of those platforms every day, she's hazy on who actually owns what she's posting.
It's kind of like my digital imprint. Like if someone wants to know about me, they can look at what I tweeted, so I don't mind. It's like I will live on past my death now.
A survey by researchers at Charles Sturt University and the University of Adelaide suggests most Australians are similarly blasé about their digital assets. Professor Adam Steen lectures in finance at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst.
Less than 30% of people actually knew what would happen to those digital assets when they pass away. And people just don't know the full extent of the digital assets that they have. They can include the obvious things like emails, your social media accounts like Facebook, currencies like bitcoins, even government things like government medical records.
Adam Steen adds the ownership of digital content is spelled out in the hundreds of pages of user agreements signed when setting up an account.
For example, if you inform LinkedIn or Yahoo that someone is deceased, they'll automatically terminate the account. With things like iTunes, most people don't realise they actually are renting the music or the video. They're actually not owning them, so they can't be passed on. Facebook, for example, you can memorialise the page so basically people can, or close family, friends and relatives can see the material, but people can't actually get into it and access it, manipulate it.
It's a scenario familiar to 23-year-old Sydney-sider Steph, who had a colleague and friend pass away unexpectedly last year. She says while her friend's Facebook page has become a place to share memories, it's been jarring to realise the content on the page is ultimately owned by Facebook.
I think for friends of hers it became therapeutic, but I can also understand for the family, there is still kind of a public account out there and they might not want it there. I don't know if her parents have access to that. I don't know if they even know it exists, really, but it's kind of shifted what her page was.
That's 23-year-old Facebook user Steph ending that report by Stephen Smiley.